Her name was Sam. She was truly beautiful. But I never really saw that beauty because I never took the time to look deep enough. You see, Sam wasn't just a woman, she was something special. And as I bathed in her purely physical pleasures, I still looked with lust at others. Yet in my darkest hours, she was always there to assure me that somehow everything would be okay. But I never listened. I'd only laugh, shrug my shoulders, walk away, satisfied completely by what I'd taken, never realizing just how little I'd given.
Times have changed her, rearranged her. Words of warning won't wait. Beautiful lady, my beautiful lady, I'm afraid it's too late.
Now I feel so empty, so alone, so ashamed. In the mornings when I'd awake beside her, I was quick to kiss her goodbye and go off alone to do what I would do, forgetting that her loving arms had shielded me from the cold of the night before, never realizing just how little I'd given. God, she was beautiful.
Houses in the cold, cold ground. Beautiful lady, my beautiful lady, I'm afraid it's too late.
Suddenly she seemed to change. Oh, she still loved me. Maybe more now than ever. But something was wrong. I sensed her discontent. I helplessly watched as she lost her pride. I saw her aimlessly wandering as she tried desperately to get herself together. And then I saw my beautiful lady slowly become a whore.
Beautiful lady, my beautiful lady, I'm afraid it's too late.
As she grew richer, I sadly watched the wrinkles of age begin to show in her young eyes. And what was once the twinkle of innocence now became a shallow hint of madness. She was sick. And it was apparent that her illness was terminal. Dallas, Texas. Memphis, Tennessee. Los Angeles, California. With great guilt, I looked on along with millions of others just like me, knowing that we allowed this to happen. I watched as in blindness, she tried to ease the pain, and she almost died an addict. Sam is now gone, and I know the blame is mine. For if I and others just like me would have but one time had the guts to stand up and say, America, I love you, she might still be here today. At least the beautiful lady that I once knew. It's now autumn, 1991. Sam is dead. My love, my country, died a suicide. Her factories are now empty shells of stillness. Her wheels of progress have ground to a halt. And her teeming cities are now but gigantic graveyards. Her fields await a harvest that will never come. And her playgrounds that once echoed the laughter of little children are now filled with a silence that is deafening. Yes, Sam is dead.
Times have changed her, rearranged her. Words of warning have said.
How much I took from her, how little I gave, how little I gave, how little I gave, how little I gave, how little I gave.